This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan, and I am so glad that you are here with us today. I'm excited for what we're going to talk about this month on the podcast, because I don't know about all of you, but it is the time of year here in East Texas where we send our kids back to school. And every year in August, it seems like I run into the same feelings, and it's time. The kids are ready to go back. We're excited about getting into more of a structured routine and all of those good things. But I've had all of this wonderful time with my kids and my family. And so there's something about sending them back to school that makes my heart a little uneasy. And I know that there are some people in my life that feel very opposite, like they're counting down the days and it's a celebration day. But I always run into these feelings of uneasiness as I'm sending them into a new school year. And I'll tell you, as we talk about this today, I am talking about it in the context of sending my kids off. But what we talk about today can really apply to any kind of situation where you're sending someone you love off, you know, whether you're sending a child to college for the first time or for the second or third time, or whether you're sending a loved one off on a new adventure, maybe in a new city, or maybe just in a new occupation or season in life. I feel like what we talk about today can really apply to any of those. So if you are not someone who is sending kids to school this August or maybe September, whenever school starts where you live, if you're not doing that, but you can apply this to something else in your life where you are feeling those feelings of uneasiness, maybe anxiousness, and you're wondering how we can handle these feelings, whether it's sending our kids off to school or whether it's sending a loved one into a new place in their lives, I think it can apply to everything. So just know that as we move into this, I will be talking about it in the context with my children, but you might be able to apply it to something else in your life, or maybe you know someone who can use this and apply it to something that's happening in their lives. Okay, so let me start with something that happened. It's been at least 4 years ago with one of my kids, and it was kind of my first time of sending them into something that I didn't feel like I could control just every single detail of what was about to happen. So my child was going to church camp, and it was an overnight camp. And like I said, this has been years ago, but it was the first time I was sending this child, really any child, into a situation like this. I mean, I was super comfortable with where we were sending him, with the people who would be there, with what he would be taught and how he would be cared for. I didn't have any concerns about that. It was just that this was my child, and I was sending him into this space where I wasn't going to be there every moment, and I wasn't going to be available to him. Other people would be, other wonderful people would be, just not me. And so we're dropping him off at camp. We walk him to his little bunkhouse, and you know, we make the bed because, my goodness, I'm concerned about whether or not he's going to know how to make the bed. And I'm going through all of the things like, okay, I put this here. Do you see? I need you to look and see where I put this. I put this right here. And of course, he is not concerned about any of it. He feels good about all of this. There are absolutely no reservations or hesitations in this child's mind. And I'm going through everything, and Luke is there, and Luke is looking at me like, are you going to be okay? I can tell that he knows the things in my heart that are making me nervous and that are causing me to linger just a little longer with my child before we drop him off and walk away. And so we go through everything, we make the bed, I make sure he knows where everything is, and then we're just kind of hanging around because mama doesn't want to leave. I'm just hanging around. You know, they haven't made me leave yet, so I'm still there. And I probably stayed long enough that my dear child said, "So when are y'all gonna go?" Because he was so ready. He was so ready. And I've run into a similar situation before with some of my other kids, and they are so ready to go. They're confident. They aren't anxious or worried about anything, but I am. And so We finally walked away and he was excited to stay. And we are walking away and then all of these things start going through my mind. Like I'm thinking about dinner time. And does he know where to go when, you know, I guess they ring a dinner bell. Does he know where to go when the dinner bell rings? And then I'm thinking, well, what if he gets lost? Like, what if he knows like the place that he's supposed to go, but what if he doesn't know how to get there? What happens if he gets lost because he's trying to get where he's supposed to go, but he doesn't know how to get there? And all of these things are going through my head and I'm concerned, right? Well, as I'm going through all of that, and certainly I turn to Jesus because we have prayed about this camp. We've prayed about leaving him. We feel like we are in God's will with all of it. And so I'm talking to Jesus on my way, walking away from my son, having these concerns. Like, what if he gets lost? Who's going to tell him where to go? And as I'm doing that, okay, so hang in here with me for a minute. But as I'm doing that, I'm going through all of this. This situation with this same child and our cat comes to mind. So I know it feels like I've just taken a really hard right turn here, but hang on, because this all goes together. So stay with me. But this same child that I'm dropping off at the camp that year our cat is no longer with us, but at this time we had our cat, and this son and our cat had a unique relationship because, okay, so our cat's name was Chief. And Chief was primarily an indoor cat, but he also loved to be outdoors. So it was one of those things where he would spend most of his time indoors, but when the door would open because someone was going outside, oftentimes Chief would dart out the door. And he would just do what cats do outside, right? He'd pounce on things that nobody else could see but him. I'm sure there was something in the grass. He would just bask in the sunlight and just soak it in, just lay out there. You know, he would chase lizards. He would just have all kinds of fun being an outdoor cat. And it never bothered me because he was always pretty good about staying around the house. And then when he was ready to come inside, he'd come inside. However, this son that I was dropping off at camp, he did not like for Chief to be outside. And anytime he saw Chief outside, he would make it his mission to get the cat and get him back in the house. And so, you know, it didn't bother me at all. And so finally one day I was talking to my son and I said, why does it bother you so much for Chief to be outside? He's fine. Why won't you let him stay out? And that child said to me, what if he gets lost, Mom? And So in this moment, I'm thinking the same thing about my son when I'm walking away from the camp and I'm thinking, what if he gets lost? And as I'm talking to Jesus, he reminds me of that child and our cat and how that child was so concerned about our cat getting lost. But, you know, the cat never did get lost. He always stayed right around the house. He never wandered too far. And most of the time, when he was outside with me or with someone else, and he would stay near us because he liked to be around us. He just enjoyed being outside too. He enjoyed the freedoms of the outside. And so as I thought about that, and I was kind of applying it to where I was with my son at that time, and quite frankly, where we, I think it's just a lifetime of living that with our children or with anyone else in our lives, or even it personally, where there's just kind of a consistent process of release, of releasing our plans or releasing our hopes or releasing the people in our lives to God's plans. And so, yes, I don't think that always just makes the anxious and uneasy feelings in our hearts go away because speaking of our children, you know, I always say that they're like pieces of our hearts just running around outside on the street. And so I don't know that we're ever going to land in a place where we never have a touch of those feelings, but I want to share a verse with you that encouraged me as we consider sending our kids to school this year or sending off in whatever way we're doing that right now. And it's Psalm 16:5. And this is what it says. You are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. And so when the psalmist wrote this verse. He was praising the Lord both for his provision over the present and the future. And I can read this verse and tell you that I have witnessed God provide for me, bless me, and work out a future for me. And so when I read that verse, you are my portion and my cup of blessing. You hold my future. What I love about that is that I can apply that to my children too. God has provided for me and blessed me and held my future. And God will do that for my children too. And so because I know that God is their portion, their cup of blessing, and he holds their future, it gives me peace in releasing my children to God and his care as they grow into his plans. And so I hope that gives you some encouragement today. Does that mean my children don't need me? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And we have great big jobs that require daily patience and teaching and engagement. But I just hope that gives you some encouragement in potentially in this season of sending, whether it's to school or to something else, that our children have God and his promises, and they need that even more than they need us. And we can be thankful for that. And so the title of this episode is a prayer that we can pray for our kids this year. And so I want to give you this prayer. And before I pray it, I want you to know that if you want a copy of this prayer, we have a free PDF that you can download if you go to shelaughsministries.org/back-to-school-prayer. So that's shelaughsministries.org/back-to-school-prayer. And that link will also be in the show notes on today's episode. So you can go there and we will have a free download of this prayer that if you'd like to print it off. But I wrote this prayer years ago, and so I'm going to pray it for all of us today. And then, like I said, if you want to go download this prayer so that you can print it out and see it and keep it close, you can do that too. So let's pray. Dear God, I've seen you move and work so often in my own life. Help me trust the same provision I've witnessed from your hand is at work in the lives of my children. As they grow each day, draw them nearer to you. May they feast on your portion, rejoice in your blessing, and trust in you for their future. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Best Day Ever podcast. I pray that you have found some encouragement in this. And as you draw a little closer to the peace that comes from releasing your children into the hands of Jesus, I pray that it helps you live every day as your best day ever.